Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola. The theme today of, I think, disappointment. God being disappointed. Paul being disappointed. The tragedy of Israel was that God had prepared her for the day of the coming of his son, and all the preparation was frustrated. It was not that God's law had been broken. It was that God's love had been spurned, rejected, disdained, or even treated with contempt. It is not the anger, but the broken heart of God which lies behind Paul's words. Israel had seen the glory of God and yet had rejected him. To us it has been given to see the glory of God's love and mercy in the face of Jesus Christ. It is a terrible thing if we then choose to reject or despise it, not to care even, to be ungrateful, even to be rude. And maybe we need to look at our own lives, because I'm sure all of you listening have been disappointed in some way or another in your life. Disappointment is a terrible thing. You will end up really disappointed if you think people will do for you as you do for them. Not everyone has the same heart as you. Sometimes we create our own headaches through our expectations. We expect people to appreciate, and then we get disappointed. Where you truly shine is when you get back up, use it as a learning experience, and believe in all of the possibilities. I quote there from Sherry Argov. But sometimes we disappoint ourselves as well, when we don't do the right thing, or we forget to say or do the right thing. Why did I forget that? Or we just lost our composure and got annoyed with someone. Emotions took over, etc., etc., and we feel disappointed. But we should really forgive ourselves. Don't do anything so as to get back something for your own benefit. When you do things that are good for others, let it not depend on they appreciating what you have done for them. That would be an impure motivation anyway, and you will be disappointed. Do good and expect nothing in return. Then you might ask, why do it? Well, the seeds may have been planted somewhere, and that goodness will be fruitful one day. You may never live to see its fruits, but never mind, and leave it to God. Warren Buffett said, someone's sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. Sometimes maybe we disappoint others. We need to appreciate and act accordingly to the goodness that has been done to us. Somebody may have done a very kind act, and then we have forgotten to take up the phone and ring them and thank them. How many of us have disappointed our parents in one way or another? Have we apologized to them when we have brought grief to them? And I am talking to all of us. We all have something whereby we have disappointed our parents. And maybe we have disappointed them when we never said thanks to them for all of what they did for us. Maybe we are all guilty of being ungrateful if we really think about it. We have to be careful. We are ungrateful to God when we sin, when we gossip, when we indulge in something unsavory. That is the foundation of sin, ungratefulness. Please try not to disappoint God as the Jews did in the second reading today. St. Paul has great sorrow and constant anguish in his heart, for the Jews in Rome have rejected the free gift handed to them. The dearest thing in all Paul's life was the fact that nothing could separate him from the love of God in Jesus Christ. But if it would do anything to save his brethren, he would even accept banishment from God. This is a huge statement. To help us to receive something from this message, the message of disappointment, we can turn it on its head and let's make God happy and satisfied and gratified by our approach. When we can say, how do I think I satisfied or gratified God today? We also speak personally to God through the following examples. I prayed to you, my Father, in the morning before going to work, and I kept up the contact right through the day. I remembered you now and again and a lot of times during the day. I find that I'm even doing it more often than I used and bringing you into my life. I saw you in others when I respected them, even if they upset me in any way. I respected them as your creation, your gift to me. I trusted you right through the day, especially when I had that accident maybe, or confrontation with somebody, or a disagreement. I felt you beside me. I listened and saw you in nature, especially that sunset, that breeze, even the rain. The seasonal manifestations like leaves falling or fruit coming to life on trees. I saw you in the man begging or just walking aimlessly on the streets, and I wondered what is his story and how can I help him. When I looked at TV, I saw you bobbing up and down on the high seas, desperately seeking security in the hope of a new beginning in the life of my sisters and brothers who are refugees. I prayed for my brother or sister dying alone. I visited you in my neighbor in the hospital and saw you in him. I gave encouragement to my friends who confided in me who have marriage or relationship problems or even financial problems. Finally, I knelt down, or at least I sat, and gave you the very last greeting as I went to bed. The end of a near perfect day. In a simple and childlike trust on God, such as the prayer above suggests, we may never disappoint God because he knows we are really trying our best to include him in our days. May God bless you, and I pray that you have a beautiful Sunday. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and wishing you all God's blessings.